In this bulletin, 36.4% of people 16 and over now fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in Australia. The time between AstraZeneca doses in Victoria cut in half. And in sport, the federal government to reward Australian Paralympic medalists. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is under attack by the Coalition for suggesting she won't open her state's borders until young children are vaccinated against COVID-19. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, says immunising parents is the key to protecting young people. He's also urged the Queensland Premier, along with all leaders and Australians, to embrace the next step of what he calls living with COVID-19.
We've been saying that for a while now, but this is actually the time we need to be starting to learn, live with this virus. Within a few weeks, we will have almost all, if not all, states at that 70% first dose of vaccination. It changes the way that the virus is transmitted between people and spread around society. It changes the nature of the severity of the illness. And so we need to start balancing those things. There will be people that die from COVID.
Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Janet Young, reiterated that the state government is concerned about children under 12 not being eligible for vaccinations.
I have become more concerned about younger children. As we start to see more and more children infected, we will expect to see some more serious cases. That's certainly what has happened overseas. Delta does affect children more than previous variants did.
And the Queensland government has refused to give an exemption to allow a three-year-old boy back into the state after he got stranded in lockdown New South Wales. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has urged the Queensland Premier to show compassion.
League players and their partners have been allowed into Queensland. The fact that beautiful young children or patients with cancer are being denied entry for reuniting with their families or being treated is, I think, a profound moral failure. This is a profound moral failure. Let these people in for medical treatment and for a three-year-old to be fully reunited with their family.
Victoria's health officials say COVID-19 transmission is occurring primarily through workplaces, followed by households, and not necessarily because people are breaching the restrictions. The state recorded 176 new COVID cases from more than 48,000 tests. 83 of those are linked to a known outbreak, and 93 cases are under investigation. Health Minister Martin Foley says the government has made a significant shift in moving away from its COVID elimination strategy.
When the public health policy advice changes, it was very sobering. That's an excellent way to describe it. But you've got to follow the advice and the science. Delta has changed the script. That is a really significant moment, a point of pivot of how this pandemic has changed. And all Victorians, I'm sure, were equally sobered by that news.
Victoria's opposition leader Michael O'Brien says Premier Daniel Andrews should resign if he doesn't amend his roadmap for easing restrictions. The time between doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine administered across Victoria has been revised down from 12 weeks to 6 weeks. The revision now matches the dosage interval for the Pfizer vaccine. Victoria's Acting Chief Health Officer, Dr. Ben Cowie, says the change is now active in the state's booking system and will boost vaccination efforts.
So this change and the additional supply of Pfizer vaccine from the Commonwealth when it arrives in Victoria will help us to reach our vaccination targets faster. But more importantly, they will really contribute to the response to community transmission, put a downward pressure on cases, and contribute to protecting our health system as we look after all Victorians.
The 12 Sydney local government areas of concern have been informed that they'll soon receive further relief from restrictions. New South Wales Health recorded 1,288 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and another 7 deaths. The death toll for the current outbreak is now 107. As Premier Gladys Berejiklian lifted the one-hour daily exercise limit on residents in the areas of concern, she's warned that a further easing of restrictions and freedoms will only be available to residents who have been fully vaccinated.
70% double dose will be different, will be a different life to what we're experiencing today. 70% double dose vaccination will allow us to do those things we've all been missing. It will allow us to interact with one another safely. But again, I want to stress this. The privileges we'll extend to people at 70% double dose are only for those who are double vaccinated. So get vaccinated now.
The federal government says it will ensure Australia's Paralympic athletes receive payments for winning medals at the Tokyo Games in line with the payments to Olympic medalists. In Parliament, both Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Anthony Albanese praised Australia's Paralympians. And now the weather. Perth, cloudy and 16. Adelaide, rain and 16 degrees. Melbourne, wind easing. Rain developing, 23. Hobart, rain and 17. Canberra, cloudy, 22. Wollongong, sunny and 24. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, a shower or two and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.